on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Let's talk about love at first sight real quick.
Okay.
So there is a, I think it's a split category whether or not you believe in love at first sight, but there are some experts that say yes, it can be real, but you do need to ask yourself a few questions if you think you might be in love at first sight to see whether or not you actually are. Ready?
Okay.
Here are the questions. Am I just physically attracted to them?
Mm.
If you think you are in love at first sight, make sure it's not just their body that you want, that you're getting a rush of endorphins about, because that lust at first sight is very real and can be very confusing. Number two, has this happened before? Are you the person who's constantly falling in love? Because if you've been in the exact same situation before, think twice about whether it's love or whether you just need to take a little more time. Number three, am I willing to accept that I can't see their flaws yet? Getting to know your partner and all of the things that they do, the adorable ones, the annoying ones, that can't be done without time.
Right.
So if you're like, okay, we are in love at first sight, you have to allow yourself to realize that they're going to do some things that irritate you down the road, and you have to choose to accept them.
They're a human being.
Yeah. Do your values match up? Talking about things like whether or not you want kids, whether or not you want, how many pets you want, if you plan to spend money, save money, what are the things you're saving for, what are the things that you do spend on, what you want your life to look like years down the road. Those are the core values that you need to match up. And then finally, how do they feel about me? It seems kind of a silly question because you're like, well, if we're in love at first sight, we're in love. But maybe you're in love and they are, you know, kind of lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to breed resentment in the future.
Oh, yeah.
So those are the five major things to ask yourself if you find yourself in love at first sight.
Holly, do you believe that you've ever been in love at first sight?
No.
Love after 1 week.
I would say that... No, I have always been a firm believer in not being in love at first sight because I think that it's more likely to be in lust at first sight.
Right.
However, I do think that you can see enormous potential in someone at first sight. And then for me, you know, you kind of have to, I've never felt it or experienced it. So for me, no.
Yeah.
But potential, yes.
Okay.
How about you?
Same. I've never looked at someone and been like, this is it.
This is my soulmate.
Well, because I know for me, like, yes, the physical part of it is super important, but even more so, I have to be emotionally connected with you.
It's really important.
And if that's not there, then I don't care how great you look, it's not going to continue on from there. So for me, I don't think that I could not experience love at first sight because I don't know about the emotional connection.
Right. And I guess we'll have to go with, when we say love at first sight, I'm assuming that to mean after like a first date.
Right.
Or a second date.
Right.
Because I think it's absolutely impossible to be in love with someone you've never spoken to.
Right. Exactly.
Like you don't know them.
Yeah.
You just like what they look like.
But after, you know, a few weeks, yes, I think that it's completely within the realm of possibility if that, you know, if that's how fate was supposed to set it up.
Mm. Okay, so you're a big believer in fate.
Obviously.
Fate. You love fate so much.
I do.
All right. In other trending news in Tampa Bay, today is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, jeez.
I love it. Now, Long John Silver's is doing something, but Krispy Kreme is not. They stopped. Last year, they did like you walk in there and dress like a pirate and they would give you a donut. They're like, not doing it this year.
Because it's annoying and they're trying to make those delicious donuts.
No.
And then here you are walking up and they're, shiver me timber booty. And they're like,
what?
Get out of my face.
I don't say anything about a booty. Anyway, that's going on today, not at Krispy Kreme, but at Long John Silver's. I mean, do we even have any of those around here?
Get your hush puppies. I think. Nah, I used to know about one in St. Pete. I don't know if it's still there anymore.
Oh, dang it. That was always my grandmother's favorite restaurant. I feel like it was everyone's grandmother's favorite restaurant. And then finally, have you seen these memes? It's Elf on a Shelf. And people are like, if you saw Elf on a Shelf, you're going to love Shrek on a Deck. And like, people have now committed themselves to doing all kinds of rhyming memes. As a matter of fact, our producer Ryan made some for us, and I died.
Is that Miguel on an L?
Yes.
Miguel on a big L?
Yes.
Wow, there's Holly. There's Holly on a trolley.
I can't. So anyway, we've jumped on board if you want to look at that. Is that on the hot?
Yeah, it's on the hot Facebook page.
The Hot 101.5 Facebook page if you want to check those out. Please also share your own favorites. I've just seen a lot of good ones. I really liked Princess Peach on a Beach. So anyway, check that out at facebook.com/hot101.5. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Oh, I really enjoy Holly on a trolley.
Actually, I have a picture from Pride where I actually was on the trolley. Awesome.
Oh, blown off at 7:45.